What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, you called Friday the 13th. Oh yeah, bloodshed. I'm here to deliver. Oh, how this world has gotten so much more violent. However, gentlemen, more and more men who find themselves in compromised positions are not going quietly. Yeah, believe it. More and more men are going down fighting, if they will go down. Like the man in this article that was published on the 6th of October. Woman, man, offlined during shooting inside of a Chicago apartment. Chicago, Illinois, and the Safety Act, or as we like to call it, the Purge Act. Chicago has seen, even though we didn't think it was possible, but Chicago has seen a major uptick in violence ever since that act was introduced. Remember, when I first covered that, I said things are going to go completely off the rails, as if Chicago wasn't violent enough already. Now you have that woke, or should I say, that idiotic mayor, Brandon Johnson, consistently making excuses for criminal behavior. Talk about a failed city. But we all know Democratic strongholds are some of the worst run failed cities and states. But I digress. Two people were deleted after an altercation led to a shooting in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. The shooting took place inside an apartment building in the 1800 block of West 54th Street around 2 a.m. Gentlemen, what do we always say? Nothing good happens after midnight, especially if you're outside and on the streets. Just like what happened up in Bed-Stuy. And thank you, gentlemen, for giving me the proper pronunciation. Police said a 63-year-old man at the scene told officers he got into a fight with the two, a 28-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman, inside the home. Guess who, gentlemen? Pookie and Pookisha, trying to fight a 63-year-old man. Gentlemen, do not underestimate old people. The man said the woman pulled out a gun. He told police he did too. In response, and fired multiple shots. So, not even Pookie pulled out the burner. It was Pookisha that pulled out the burner. And guess what? The old man pulled his, and he was the better shot. The woman was shot multiple times, including in the head, and the man was shot twice. Both were taken to a hospital where they later were deceased. The 63-year-old man has been taken in for questioning. Police recovered two handguns. Well, I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 10. Like I said, do not underestimate old people. There are some old people out there that have been through a lot. And some of them, they have skills. Now, let's talk about Pookie and Pookisha. Why were they trying to fight an old man? Well, as we all know, the youth of today have zero respect for themselves, let alone the elderly. And of course, they would see elderly people as easy, soft targets. This man obviously proved them wrong with lethal results. This, in my humble opinion, is just desserts. They went there to fight that man. They didn't expect him to have his own burner, and they thought he was going to be an easy target. Oh, well, what does that equate to? That's right, justice served. In my humble opinion, self-defense, let the man go. But we all know how Democratic strongholds operate. They're going to find a way to charge this man for defending his own damn life. Yeah. But as we all know, Democratic strongholds are all about, oh, we need to have compassion for the criminal. Meanwhile, the law-abiding citizen gets absolutely screwed over. Oh, well. Oh, well. Those two fucked around with an old man thinking he was an easy target, and they found out, oh no, this man also was ready for any trouble that came his way. Yeah, they found out the hard way. Scratch that. They found out the dead way. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And Pookishas, you need to understand this clearly. We know a lot of women have become a lot more violent nowadays. Why? Because the system that's in place refuses to hold you accountable. But guess what? Even if the system won't hold you accountable, the environment will find a way to do so for the system. It is what it is. And just to let you know, ladies, the power you think you have behind trying to have that quote-unquote veil of protection from society that allows you to be whatever way you want to be and not hold you accountable, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to let you get your way, throw temper tantrums and all that, and not hold you accountable, that thought process is going out right along with it. Because, like I said, men are no longer restraining themselves. Yes, ladies, you run up on the right one, you will get got. End of discussion. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.